The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
AM 970 presents Eye on Real Estate. This is your premier source for real estate information. From the hot properties in the tri-state to the latest in real estate market trends. From mortgage news to answers to all of your real estate questions, you'll be in the know with help from the experts. Call now, 866-970-9622. 866-970-9622. Now, here's your host for Eye on Real Estate, Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
On the start of, I guess, a 4th of July weekend, which Yay. Is a big week. Really, yeah. Everyone's psyched and happy, and traffic is building, so I'm sure that a lot of people are taking that week vacation. But anyhow, welcome and good morning, and I'm Dottie Herman, and you're listening to Eye on Real Estate. We're the only show on talk radio that is all about real estate and everything that has to do with real estate, from soup to nuts. From buying to selling, finding a mortgage, how to deal with a bad neighbor, leaving property to your children. If you've got a question, certainly you want to call us. We most likely have the answer. And if you're calling us, it's 866-970-9622, 866-970-9622. We have a great show for you today. I'm joined, as always, by Ace Wanasupar, Vice President of Residential Lending at Citizens Bank. And Citizens offers a broad range of retail and commercial banking products and services to individuals, small businesses, large corporations, and institutions. And Citizens is always here to help its customers. They're very hands-on. They're a big bank, but they treat you like you're the only customer in the world. And they understand the needs, and whether you want to borrow $1 million or you want to borrow $25,000, they're there for you. We want to thank Citizens for support and all their support for this show. Ace is going to tell us about three important steps that Citizens Bank alerts their customers to reduce exposure to fraud. Because, as you know, fraud is big, especially on the Internet.
It's everywhere, Dottie. Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Good morning, Ace.
Good morning. And then we have our fabulous, great real estate expert attorney, Andrew Lieb, who's with us today. Andrew is a real estate attorney who is such an expert on real estate law that he also teaches real estate to the agents and brokers, not only at Douglas Elliman, because we only want the best. But, of course, we don't want them to be attorneys. We just want them to know the law and when they need to call an attorney. There are a few attorneys as well versed, and if you have a problem or a legal question you'd like an answer, you should certainly give us a call and speak to Andrew at 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622.
Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Oh, we're getting ready.
I'm ready. I heard that July 4th. I got excited.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's kind of, I think last year was a Wednesday, so nobody knew whether people were taking off the weekend before or the weekend after. And so this is a Thursday, so I think a lot of people are just taking this week off, taking the long weekend before, and I'm out in the Hamptons, and it seems busy, busy, busy.
You got to live. You got to take it all off. Take it all off. That's what I say.
Unwind. Take it off. You're right. We have a great show. We're thrilled that you're with us. We also, at 10:30, will be joined by Dan Sader, who would have thought that anybody could make the topic of credit interesting? Well, credit rules, remember that. And he does make it interesting, but we can't get a mortgage. And whether you're buying a home or renting a property, buying a car, or just having a charge card, believe it, credit counts. And it's going to make you get less, lower interest rates. It's going to get you better mortgage rates, it could save you thousands. So you want to always make sure that your credit is pristine. And by the way, there are a lot of mistakes that are not deliberately made, but there are a lot of mistakes in credit. So sometimes your credit's perfect, but if you haven't looked, they've made a mistake on your credit, and it might show a low score that you might not even be aware of. So you want to make sure you listen to Dan and get all the tips. And, of course, if you have any questions about credit, you can call us at 866-970-9622. You can find us me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And if you want to listen to I Am Real Estate at your leisure, just go to the App Store and download our app. I've been promising you that we're going to talk about investing in real estate, and that's really a big topic. I don't think I could get through it in an hour or two. I mean, it's intense. But it really is, in my opinion, a great, great thing to do with your money, especially if you want. And I'm going to start with a small investment. Like for small people, for smaller investments, people who just want to start and want to maybe buy a one family or two family, if you watched, rentals are going up, people are renting longer, and there really is a real opportunity if you know what you're doing and you're willing to be a landlord, which we'll talk about. So we're going to start talking about that. We'll talk a little every week. It's not something that I think, as I said, you should do in like an hour. But we'll give you some tips, and we'll give you some things to read and some tests that you can give to see if you're right to be a landlord. Remember, if there's a problem at 1 o'clock in the morning and you're a landlord, well, unless you have a manager managing those buildings or that two-family house, you're going to have to go.
Mike Conte is also with us, by the way, at the top of at 11 o'clock.
Oh, goodness. We have a lot of guests. I guess they're all. So Mike Conte's with us. He's at 11. I thought he was, yeah. I think I just said that, didn't I? No?
No, I think we said Dan.
I said Dan. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I didn't get to that. There's so much going on. Okay, but he's an insurance expert, and he's at 11 o'clock. So we've got you covered. And let me just tell you, it's how I kind of built the company. Many, many moons ago, after college, went to school to become a financial planner. So, was the only person that was in real estate, and they kind of looked at me and said, you know, it was a lot of attorneys, a lot of estate planning attorneys, a lot of CPAs. And I said to the professor, I don't know if I could really handle this. I don't know if I know enough. And he said, well, I can't change my classes, but you can take it twice a week. And I took it twice a week. It was a series then, maybe about 12 semesters or something of that nature, to get a certification in financial planning, which people didn't have to be certified. You could just be a financial planner. I think, you know, if you use a financial planner, please make sure it's certified. Anyhow, so we had to look at a person and their overall picture, their financial picture. Okay, so what was their risk tolerance? Do they want to take a lot of risk? Do they not want to take a lot of risk? Of course, age is an important factor because obviously you're not going to take the same risk at 70 as you would at 30, because at 70 you might not have the opportunity to have enough years to make that money back if you make a mistake. And we kind of looked at, you know, homes and what kind of insurance you need to have, and estate planning, because obviously you want to make sure that your loved ones are the people that you want to pass on your wealth, and taxes. So I really never practiced it, but I went to all their meetings. I was on Long Island then, and they had opened the first financial planning organization. It was every Monday, and I never forget. And I really learned a lot, and I approached real estate that way. Kind of your home is part of your financial plan. And for most people, their home is their largest investment, and kind of look at it in a financial plan. And if you look at it that way, and you look at what's important to you, and I always tell you, and I know, Andrew, you do this too, it's not what's important to me. It's really listening to the client and hearing what's important to them. And I know, Ace, you always tell people, don't look at the price of the property look at how much you're comfortable spending per month, correct? Don't you always say that, Ace?
Always, Dottie, always.
Yeah. I mean, he always says, come up with a number, because some people can afford to pay more per month. Some people want to pay less. You have to kind of look at, how do I want to live? Do I want to cut out certain things to make this leap, or do I want to still have time, money left to go out and go out to dinner a couple of times a week, go to a show? So you kind of, as Ace says, the best way to look at it is also, what am I comfortable with paying per month? And that's the way we approach the show. We have kind of everything that has to do with real estate, which is everyone around us, and that's why we have Andrew on. Obviously, you need to know all the legal issues. And let me make this little hint and suggestion. Don't use your son-in-law, because he's cheap and he's a divorce attorney and he's doing you a favor. And he really doesn't want to do you the favor, but he has to. Okay.
It's the worst.
Okay. Yes. Really? Just like I wouldn't tell you if you killed somebody and you were to use a divorce attorney. Use someone like Andrew who knows the real estate, okay? Don't try to save a few dollars. I see that all the time. And really, they're not really versed in real estate. You need that. And you need a good, you know, mortgage and financing person. As Ace always tells you, we check your credit first, because you don't want to send in an application and then find out there's a credit mistake. Or this, you want to send the application after your credit is pristine, or if there's anything wrong with it, that you fix it. That's why we suggest that you do that before you actually start the home buying process. It's really important, and then you have your real estate experts. And again, I think I'm pretty good in real estate. I've been doing it my whole life. But again, I wouldn't sell you a property in Florida, even though I'm there enough, because it's not my expertise. But we know who to send you for the best. We have all the information. We even have Jonathan Miller, who used to be on our show, but it was too long for him to drive from Connecticut every morning. But he does all the numbers. So if you want to take a look and see how real estate has performed, not that there's ever a guarantee, but you can kind of get a feeling. And if you kind of look at real estate over a period of time, you're going to see that it has peaks and valleys, but it always usually comes back. And one day I'm going to have Jonathan call in just as a deja vu. He's huge now. He does market reports all over the country. He does all of ours. And I always tell people, if you're ever going to quote me and quote something I say, you better check. But when Jonathan tells you, you don't have to check it, because I know that he is that accurate. I mean, he's the best. And you know what, Stephen, you said, how can credit be interesting? He made appraising interesting. I mean, that's so boring.
He's true.
That's true.
He's great. He was really great, Jonathan. And the facts and figures and statistics that he presents are amazing. It really, really is enormously helpful. If you just go, by the way, to the Douglas Elliman website, you can find a lot of the information that he supplied about prices, housing, you just name it.
And by the way, they're not just New York. You can go to the Douglas Elliman site, and anywhere you live that we have offices, which is just about everywhere, you can find reports on that area. So that's a pretty good thing. And I always say, somebody who knows more and is educated and knows the market, well, you want your real estate broker to give you, hey, wait a second, I think this is a great deal, but it's even better when you know it yourself. I always tell you what happens on this day. And on this day in 1952, the first U.S. Women's Golf Open was won by Louise Sucks by 7 strokes.
Can you imagine?
I'm not a golfer. Who's a golfer here?
But there
not
was
me.
Only until 1952 was there a women's golf open.
Really?
That's just amazing.
Really?
That it did. Wow. Yep. That was the first women's golf open.
You know where it was?
No, I don't know where
no.
it was.
No. I like visiting the golf opens. It's much better to have lunch at them. It's very good.
It is. I agree with you,
is
Andrew.
Is that Dan Sater or Andrew?
No, but I agree with you. But I've tried. But truthfully, you have to have a lot of time.
Patience.
Patience, yes.
Patience. Maybe that's it. But you also have time and time and time. And so, like, because you're never really good. Even good players tell you they're not good. So
no one thinks they're good, Yeah.
You never hear someone. They're always mastering it and mastering it.
But it's calming.
Well, not for me.
I throw the golf club in the water. I get so angry. What do you mean calming?
I'm good at miniature golf. That's about it.
Oh, we should have a tournament. I love miniature golf.
We should.
That's my speed with a windmill.
I bet you we'd have a lot of people join us.
Dottie, we should make that our outing. We're going to do the miniature golf outing.
I think it'll be a hit. I like it, too. So make sure, and we'll also let you know if you want to join us at 866-970-9622. And today, if it's your birthday, you share it with Tony Sirico, who played the role of Paulie on The Sopranos, and he turned 76 years old today. And, of course, if you're a Cancer, you're determined and honest and have an easy way with words. Cancer happens to be a very good sign for me. So.
Happy birthday, Cancer. Today.
Happy birthday, Cancer. By the way, I am very excited. Well, I'm not. I'm rushing. I've been leaving a little bit early today because I got a call. I think maybe, I don't know. I was driving, so I really didn't pick the phone up. I was driving out. But I got a call to be at the Polo. It's the start of Polo today. And to open it up with Christy Brinkley. Now that's, you know, so I have to try to look a little good. Okay, I'm next to Christy Brinkley, and they'll be taking pictures. So I was calling, well, you got to take me. So I'm going to leave a little bit early, but excited to, it's the opening of Polo, and excited to do that. And I think the weather's going to hold out.
Mm-hmm.
So, but let me ask you, mortgage rates have been steadily falling since, I think, April. And, due to that, Redfin says that, you know, they believe that that's why prices and houses have kind of come up a little, 3.6%, I think, year over year. I think that's a good thing. And like I told you, you really don't want to see the prices shoot up, like go up 10, 20% because they can't last. So steady, healthy growth is really what you want. You don't want them to jump up too quick. So that's what good. Ace, what are you seeing with mortgage rates still on the low?
Horizon? Well, Dottie, we're actually in a very interesting environment. It's actually at an all-time low. For a 30-year fix right now, you can probably get 3.25, and on a 10-year ARM, you're looking at 2.625. So
wow.
I would buy a house even if I didn't.
Ace, I heard you talking about the ARMs the other day. Why is that so great?
I mean, the ARM product, Andrew, it's such an amazing tool just because...
Well, slow down, guys.
Yeah.
Just for the audience, ARM means not
adjustable
ARM.
Rate mortgage.
Yeah, adjustable rate mortgage.
Not an ARM, not an ARM.
Right, it doesn't stay at the same
correct
number. Go ahead, shoot.
So, no, yeah, but you know, an adjustable rate mortgage right now is such an ideal tool just because so many people are staying in their homes for approximately 5 to 6 years, so a lot of people are taking advantage of the 10-year ARM because they're not staying there as long. It's not as long as they used to. I mean, in regards to the real estate, people are not staying there for so long, Andrew. You know, so.
So I would be out of there before the ARM even hits anyway.
Exactly.
That's right.
So.
Well, yeah,
and I'd save a fortune.
This. Yes, you save a fortune, but let me say this: when I took one of my first mortgages out, the rates were like 14% or something. I don't know. There was some ridiculous number. And I took an ARM, a five-year ARM. And then I got lucky. Every time it adjusted at like kind of not a horrible rate. So you can move or you can refinance when you see the rates are low.
Yeah.
Like if you have an ARM and let's say – you decide, you know what, I'm not going to move. I really want to stay here. I don't think I want to move. You can kind of watch the interest rates, and when they become at a reasonable number, then you could do a whole refinance and refinance at a new rate. Couldn't you do that?
You bet.
Always.
Yeah. I think we have a break, and our number is 866-970-9622. We'll be right back with Eye on Real Estate after our commercial break.
Your life can be hacked. Everything in your life. From your bank accounts to the computer-controlled car you drive, everything. So this weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi talks with the author of Future Crimes, Mark Goodman, about the threats and the ways you can protect yourself. It's Cyber Justice, Preventing Cyber Crime. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
When it comes to protecting your family, home, or business, you need a name you can trust. You need us, Honig Conti Perino Insurance, in Manhattan since 1902. We're family-owned, experienced, and credible. We believe in a face-to-face, roll-up-your-sleeves approach. Our clients receive individual and personal care. Honig Conti Perino, the name to trust. Call 212-777-7113 or honigconti.com, HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conti Perino, not just providing insurance, but insurance guidance.
Celebrate sizzling Sprint weekend with amazing savings at your local Sprint store June 28th, 29th, and 30th. Now for a limited time, when you switch to Sprint, we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line with a prepaid MasterCard. That's right, up to $650 per line. It's our way of giving you a clean slate so you can make the switch to Sprint. Plus, this weekend only, when you switch to Sprint, you'll get $100 via prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The more lines you switch, the more savings you'll get. There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Stop by your local Sprint store during Sizzling Sprint Weekend, June 28th, 29th, and 30th to learn more and check out other great deals. Less required phone trading, credit provided, online registration, and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charge or remaining phone balance. Requires port, online registration, and 60 days of service before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use promo code AM970.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
It's I on Real Estate. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. Here's Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
We're back. And before we get into some very serious topics, I thought I'd give you some tidbits that if you're out that you want to talk about. First of all, I don't know if you're old enough, but if you're old enough to remember the Beverly Hills Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Do you remember the, well, not everyone, they were on lots of years ago, but the Beverly Hillbillies home is on the market, and it's the most expensive home on the market, and that's by Mansion Global. It is now $155 million. And I don't know if you remember the house, but it was built in the 30s. And it was in the 60s, I think, or 70s that that show was on. And Jane, the banker, it was kind of fun. I used to watch it when I was a kid.
They cut the price by $50 million.
Well, that shows you that price, what does it mean? I mean, it, you know, when you get to that number, those high, high numbers, there's no comp to compare it to, right? But if you want to live in the Beverly Hillbillies old home, then maybe it's worth that to you. So that's just want you to know that's for sale. And, you know, a lot of people, I mean, Andrew, I'm sure you've heard this, but a couple of years back, everyone was like, bring us a Chinese buyer, bring us a foreign buyer, because they're going to pay all money cash, and they're going to bring in the cash, and they're buying. And we had a lot of people buying, and all of a sudden, what happened, okay, to the Chinese buyers? And did they fall out of love with New York property? And I don't think that's the reason. I think that what happened, it was, you know, a dramatic exodus by Chinese companies that stormed the property market. And I would say, maybe it was 4 or 5 years ago, if that. And they paid record-breaking sums for trophy buildings and filling the pockets of sellers were thrilled, and that's all they wanted was foreign buyers because they were just paying that number. It was like a tsunami, and it was people rushing in. And then it kind of starts to slow down, and it's not like they don't love New York, but the Chinese government decided to impose capital controls to clamp down on them taking their money and buying so much overseas. And so they clamped down and they on them doing investing from anywhere from New York to Vancouver. And it's much more difficult for them to get money out to buy real estate outside of their country now. And that's why you see less. Originally, they bought all of those, a tremendous number of apartments that were around Central Park South, all those high number properties. A lot of them were Chinese. So they do still love New York. It's not that they didn't fall in love. They still have a love affair. However, the government has really cracked down and made it much more difficult for them to get money out. So that's why you don't see as many, just so you know.
Dottie, it's $50,000 max. Isn't that amazing? Like, how much could you buy a $50,000 max you could take out?
Is that what it is?
That's the cap, yeah, the $50,000.
Well,
it's...
So you're not buying mansions, I'll tell you that.
No, and you remember, Andrew, I mean, that was like, they were just buying $20 million, $30 million, $10 million. I mean, it was just like, forget about it. But everything good must stop. But it doesn't, but it hasn't. It's not that it's really hurt in New York. It's just, I mean, I'll tell you who's buying New York. Americans are buying New York City, and that's a good thing. Also, with the shortage of inventory, everyone says, gee, why do you think there's a shortage of inventory? And I have to tell, again, there's no absolute report, but we think that there's a shortage of inventory based on the fact that the baby boomers, who generally their parents, which I guess were the World War II generation, and there's 75 million Americans that are baby boomers, and they would be born between 1946 and 1964, and they're clogging up the housing market. That's what I think the Chicago Tribune just wrote a story on that, and they said instead of moving to retirement communities, well, why should they retire? They're young. They think they're young still. Like many of their parents did when they got older, baby boomers are opting to age in place, and they're staying in their homes. They're not moving. They're staying in their homes much longer. And because they're staying in their homes, there's less inventory because they're not moving as quick.
Isn't it interesting that we said, oh, everybody's downsizing. The baby boomers are going to downsize. But they didn't.
No, the baby boomers didn't downsize. And even if they sold that big house in the suburbs, they want a luxury condo.
Right.
Okay, maybe they don't want to do the lawns and they don't want to And I think part of the reason is, and I this is just, again, when it's an opinion, I make sure to tell you that. My feeling was like the World War II generation, they would go see their parents if their parents lived in a shoebox. But the baby boomers know that their kids might not come visit them if they don't have the right accommodations. You know, I had customers that, a lot of them that were in Palm Beach in Florida and said, oh, I think I have to move to Miami. I'm like, why? And they're like, because we want our kids to come and visit us. So I think the baby boomers, when they do move, they don't want a small thing. They want something where their kids and their family will come and be comfortable and like to go. But they are staying a lot longer, but they're working longer. They're not retiring so quick. They're not ready to call themselves old so quickly. So that's good news, but that's also one of the reasons I think that we are seeing a shortage of inventory.
And Dan Sater is here.
Oh, good morning, Dan, or good mid-morning. How are you?
I'm
glad
fine.
You could join us.
And oh,
Dan,
pleasure.
Dan, as you know, is our credit pro. And as I said, credit rules. If you don't have good credit, you're going to pay more interest rates on homes. You're going to maybe not get that rental that you wanted. Your credit cards, your interest rate's going to be higher. So you really want to make sure that you have your credit pristine or as best it can be. And Dan, I'll give us some tips.
Well, you know, one of the things with the rates dropping nowadays, you got more people that are going to be starting to look for housing. And, you know, unfortunately, about 53% of consumers haven't even looked at their credit report. So one of the things that I want to impart today for people is that you should really start the process before you even go out to look for a house. A couple months before that, just pulling up your credit report and taking a look at it and going through it. You know, there can be there can be errors on it, there things that are a mistake, files that aren't even yours can be on those credit reports. And it takes a little time to get some of this stuff off. But you want to go into a mortgage process with the best possible credit score that you can get. And, you know, the thing is, having a good credit won't get you approved for a mortgage, but having poor credit will definitely get you denied. If you don't meet the minimum requirements, you're going to have to put off your dreams of getting that house. And the thing about a credit report is that it's a snapshot in time that's 30 to 45 days old. So you're already looking at something that happened in the past, so it takes that much more time to correct things that are a mistake or inaccurate on that credit report.
That's terrible. Can they tell by your credit report what your outflow of money is? In other words, I spoke to somebody at a bank recently, and they said, well, your credit number is great, but you're spending too much money. How do they know that from my credit report?
Well, the spending of too much money is primarily that they look at two things. One is the credit card usage, and if you're using a high percentage of a credit card, it kind of indicates that you're kind of living on those credit cards. Oh. But over the last couple of years, in the mortgage industry, they have now added what they call trending data. And trending data basically is a section of the credit report that shows how much credit balance you have on each one of your credit cards month after month after month. Now, one of the things is that especially if you're kind of a marginal credit risk, they look at it to see if you're what they call a revolver or a transactor. A revolver is a person that keeps a balance on their credit card and pays it down. A transactor runs up maybe $1,000, $2,000 and pays it off the next month. So they've found that a person that's a transactor is probably about four or five times less risky than somebody who carries revolving balances.
The transactor is the one who pays it down?
Pays it off each month. Yeah.
Oh, okay, Dan, hold that. Just hold that because I think we have a break. We'll be right back with Dan Sater. We'll finish talking about the transactor and a revolver. First, Hey, I've learned something. I'm going home, but to the place where I belong, and where your love has always been enough for me.
Joe Piscopo here asking, are you tired of dealing with dummies? Well, experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota with no hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. Listen to my show every weekday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. because you'll never know when Route 22 Toyota will be giving me the go-ahead to give away free things like a multi-point inspection and oil change with filter to the first five callers. Call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. Experience how one caring family in the car business is out to change the entire car business by offering you the smarter way to buy a car and more. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West, Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. All European makes excluded. Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about Balance of Nature. Have you gone on your Balance of Nature journey yet? Look, it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. I have the best conversations with folks about Balance of Nature. Freddie, my nephew, asked about Captain Frank, my good buddy, you know, who's a very, very tough martial artist and a professional pilot. What about Balance of Nature, Joe? And I'm saying, you know, it's just fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Like a vitamin? No, it's not like a vitamin because vitamins are stinky. Vitamins upset your stomach and vitamins are filled with junk. They just have things that you just eliminate. Balance of Nature, the way Dr. Douglas Howard came up with this, is genius. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you feel the difference immediately. Don't forget, Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in vegetarian capsule right there. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients within this capsule from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. I'm telling you, I'm a vitamin guy. I'm an expert. I've done this my whole life. I know what works, what doesn't work. Balance of Nature works. It works, and I speak to you, I am the clinical study, okay? It works for me, and I'm very, very astute on all of this. Ever since I had cancer way back then, you know, 1981, by the grace of God, you know, but you always look over your shoulder, and I always put things in my body that will put aside all those free radicals trying to attack our body, and that's exactly what Balance of Nature does. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Now, for a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And here's the number. You know it well. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's Sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM970 for a free menu upgrade on the Atlantis.
It's I on Real Estate. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. Here's Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
We're back, and I'm here with, a cast of the, and A-listers I'm here with. Andrew Lieb, who is the top real estate attorney, one of the best in the, I think you're not only in the city, you do it all over. And
I'm everywhere.
Everywhere. He's everywhere.
We
I see him everywhere.
Yeah. So worldwide, they say, right?
Right. But when you practice law, you practice, you know.
I'm licensed in New York, Connecticut, and Colorado, but I primarily practice in the metro area of New York.
Right, and that's where we know you. Yes, well, how'd you get in Colorado?
Wow, Colorado, yeah.
Curious.
So I love snowboarding, and my wife doesn't like me going on vacation so much. She's a taskmaster. She says, go Bill, go Bill, go Bill. So I found a compromise.
Bill, that's very funny. So you pretend you're selling real estate, doing real estate deals when you're really snowboarding.
Hey, right? I'll do employment litigation if it gets me on the mountain.
And Dan Sater, where are you certified, Dan?
Well, we don't have really a certification in New York State, but my company practices all over the United States. I have clients all over. And actually, you could even say I'm kind of international because I did have one client in Okinawa, Japan.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you, were you dealing with a Japanese bank, or they had credit cards here in America?
Well, no, it was actually a soldier that was stationed over in Okinawa.
Wow. Ah, well, Dan, I have a question for you. I know that you've told us many a day that if we have old credit cards that we don't use, not to tear them up or throw them out or just keep them. But I found that, like, if I have an old, let's just say I had a, because I know this, like, I had a Bloomingdale's card and I hadn't been there for so long and then I went there. They won't take the old credit card. They eventually shut them down when you don't really use them, I think.
Yeah, well, with a bank card, they'll shut it down within about 2 years. If you have a department store card, they most likely will keep it open 5 to 7 years because they're hoping you'll come back and use it. But at a certain point in time, they'll give up. But more important than all of that is that if you don't use a card, you will lose points because once that card goes inactive, it's not scored for the credit utilization. Just to give you a quick example, I had a client when I was doing mortgages that wanted a no-doc loan, you know, no income, no asset,
right,
no
right,
job.
Right.
And he needed a 680 and he needed 4 active trade lines. Well, he had a 677 and 1 active trade line because a friend told him, oh, you got too much credit. So he shut down 7 of his 8 credit cards. And I looked at it and I go, well, look, you don't qualify for the mortgage, but I can do the mortgage. He goes, how? I go, well, you didn't close down your Sears, Stearns, A&S, and Macy's card. He said, Dan, I haven't used them in 5 or 6 years. And I said, well, they're still listed as being open. I said, tomorrow, and I mean tomorrow, go out and charge something. I don't care if you buy a pair of socks, you know, a shirt, something you need,
right.
But just put something on them. His score went up 75 points. He saved 2%
wow.
in his mortgage.
Wow.
And he has
by
socks.
Using his inactive department store cards yet.
Okay, so how do you find that if they're, like, in other words, because I have so many, you know, there were times that, I don't know, you know, they're like, oh, it's the holidays, save 20% or 10, and I took out a card, I was never going to that store again. I've shopped in different places. How would you know if it's active or not? Is there a way you can find
out?
Well,
if you haven't used it, most likely it's not active.
But you still shouldn't get rid of it.
Or sometimes they'll report on the credit report that it's inactive.
Right, but if it's not active, then you probably
Yeah, if you haven't used it for a year or so, it's going to be really be considered inactive.
Right. Well, I have a lot of those, I think. But I have a lot of active cards.
I heard you're going to save money by going shopping. That was the whole thing I just heard from Dan, that he saved 75 points from going shopping. So I have a list I'm going to go through when I'm going shopping this afternoon. Dan, I'm saving money shopping.
Well, you're
going to
have a lot of socks. I can see it now. Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good idea. I think I'll go shop. I mean, I love shopping. So, you know, clothes
Dan
shopping.
Dan told us to.
Yeah. I'll blame
Dottie,
it on you. I'll blame
Dottie,
it on
can
you.
Can I give you my list of what I want you to buy, or?
So Dan, I was saying before you came on the show, Wednesday, I do think most people don't really look at their credit scores unless maybe they're getting ready to buy something or a home. But it would not only affect the credit of your home, it'll affect your charge cards. And so how many times a year should you look? And when should you call you?
Well, first of all, you should at least pull it once a year. You're probably better off doing it about twice a year, only because of the increased number of hackings and people getting a lot of your intel information from all these different groups, like Equifax, you know. So it really pays
that?
A pull it to see. What's that?
What's going to happen with that? Because I've read that all of these, you know, where they've confiscated credit cards and things of that nature, or like they've had hacks, that the people that hacked them aren't going to use those numbers, that they all that information right away. They'll wait like 5 years and then do it.
Well, they may, and some may not, but a lot of times they put it up in a list on the dark web. They did a thing on television one time where they let a credit card get stolen, and it took 10 minutes before it got on the dark web, and people were trying to buy a dollar or $10 just to see if it worked before they made bigger purchases.
Okay, but that's another question I have. When I see a dollar charge, I know it's a hack. Like, I mean, who charges a dollar?
It's a test.
Well, there's a lot of times companies will charge you a dollar just to test the card to make sure it's okay when you're buying something from them.
Really?
Especially if the billing's going to be delayed.
Oh, because when I see a dollar, I think, oh, somebody's got my credit card numbers, and they're just testing to see if I know. But maybe you're right. I don't know. I don't know. I can't keep up with it anymore. I mean, it's really hard. With the Internet, it's really hard for anything to be sacred. And every so often you hear of somebody else, that some company that's been hacked that you've used. So there's no way to protect yourself other than, as you said, check it once a year. Now, let's say I check it and I see things that I don't think belong there, then I call you, and then what do you do from there?
Well, we go after these things with the credit bureau. If they're with a collection agency, we go after that collection agency to make them validate that debt and make them prove that everything is accurate and that it's your debt. And if it's inaccurate in any way, it has to be removed according to the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act.
And do they remove it right away, or is it like a process?
No, sometimes they don't. You have to beat them over the head, you know.
That's what I thought.
How do you do that, Dan? By phone calls? Is that how you handle it? You call
and
you say you're...
We do it by mail, certified mail.
I see.
We can get very, very insistent. When I see some company that has broken the law, I go after them very aggressively. I also have a team of lawyers throughout the country that if they fail to update and correct things that have to be corrected, I'll turn it over to the attorney, and they'll sue on the behalf of the client at no out-of-pocket expense to them to get it taken off, to get them paid, and to get the client some money to boot.
So, Dan, what's interesting, and I hope everyone knows, is that the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act provides the attorney to get attorney's fees from the creditor that's doing the wrong thing. So
yes,
you don't
exactly
have to pay
right.
your own attorney. That's mm-hmm. very important, what Dan just said. And there's $1,000 statutory penalty for every violation, plus whatever you're really damaged. So, Dan, you really have a lot of teeth there.
Oh, yeah, and it gets more fun when you go into the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Because one of the things I am, by the way, is I'm a credit expert witness. So I testify in court, and I write up credit expert reports for different companies and different people that have a problem that hasn't been resolved properly when it gets handled through an attorney and sued in court.
So as an expert, I think this is important that everyone knows. You keep saying pull the credit. Is all pulling all credits the same? What does that mean?
Well, there's two types, a soft pull and a hard pull. When a mortgage company pulls your credit, it's a hard pull because you're doing it in the attempt to be given credit. When you pull it yourself, you can pull it 100 times a year, and it doesn't affect your credit scores because it's something that you're doing to check up on what you have on that credit report. So it's not an active inquiry to get credit or to get a loan. So it always pays for you to pull up the credit report yourself and see exactly what is on there. Matter of fact, one of the things I recommend to people before they go out to buy a house is, because you know, the mortgage industry uses the FICO Classic model. And there's not all that many companies that use that nowadays. The FICO 8 is the more popular, but the entire mortgage industry uses the FICO Classic. And there's only two places that you can get that score, that report and score from. One is from a mortgage company, and the other is from MyFICO.com. And at MyFICO.com, you get five or six credit scores, one for the auto loans, for bank card loans, for mortgage loans, and for other generic type of loans. So you can see what your scores actually are for whatever type of credit you're going to be applying for.
Are there different, so if say, a call, I'm sorry, go ahead, Andrew.
All I was going to ask is when you said pull my own credit, that's where I should go, myficocredits.com?
Well, if you're looking for a mortgage, that would be the place to go because it's a soft pull, so it doesn't affect your credit. And it gives you not only the mortgage scores, but it gives you for the other industry. So you have a pretty good idea exactly what you will or will not qualify for going down the road.
I have another question, Dan. Are veterans treated differently in terms of their mortgage scores?
Ooh,
veterans. Is that?
Well, no, pretty much nowadays. They used to be very tight when I was in the mortgage industry on veterans because they wanted them to have really good scores. But they're kind of on parallel, I think, with the FHA nowadays. You know, there's a little bit different requirements, but, you know, they're looking for somebody that you know, is going to basically pay back that loan. So, you know, they do have minimum scores. I'm not sure Ace would probably be better answering that question today than I would.
Ace?
For veterans, the credit score should be the same, pretty much same setup as any other credit agency. You know, whether you're taking a traditional mortgage or taking a VA loan, should be the same.
But I understood, by the way, that veterans were, in general, better payers than non-veterans, that they were more responsible and that there were less mortgage defaults for veterans and stuff. Do you find that, Ace, at Citizens Bank?
We do. I mean, VA loans, you know, even traditional loans, you're seeing right now we're at an all-time low in terms of defaults, Stephen, so.
Yeah, no, it's terrific. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, and I didn't know that veterans generally pay their loans better, but
they do. There's some responsible thing. I forget. We once had a topic like that, but I'll find it again and bring it up. Dan, how do our listeners reach you? Because we're coming up to the 11 o'clock news. How can we reach you?
Well, probably the easiest way is to go online to creditguy@yahoo.com.
Creditguy@yahoo.com. And is there a phone number you want to give or just creditguy@yahoo.com?
If somebody would like to call me, my office number is 631-465-9565.
Say it again, Dan.
631-465-9565.
Thank you so much, Dan. We'll be waiting to hear your next when you're back on our show again.
You're always the best, Dan. Yeah. You're always filled with terrific information.
Thank you so much. And have a great fourth, Dan.
Oh, thank you very much. All of you, too.
Thank you.
We'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dan.
I don't think we have much time, but Citizens Bank put three steps together that every consumer should take to reduce fraud.
Yeah, they did, Dottie. So the first one is monitoring accounts at least monthly, right? So usually a lot of folks won't know what's going on with their report if they're not checking it monthly. So Citizens Bank, they try to monitor your account at least monthly. They also secure your personal and account information, making sure that it's not being shared digitally.
You mean going out on the dark web and
correct.
Stuff?
Correct, exactly.
Yeah.
And then they said be vigilant about scams and never give account. Remember, never give account or card information or transfer money without verifying it.
It still makes me nervous, though, Dottie, because I just never know when they call me and they say your last four numbers of your Social Security. It still makes me very nervous.
And it happens very often, too.
We'll be back with Ion Real Estate after this break for the news. And Mike Conti will be with us, the insurance man.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.